Governor Tony Evers wants to spend an additional $150 million on Wisconsin's public universities and colleges in the next 2 years. Evers plans to announce the proposal as part of his biennial budget address Thursday night. As education reporter Emily Files explains, Evers' proposals are centered on college affordability and expanding high-demand programs.
Evers' proposal is a departure from his predecessor, Republican Scott Walker. Walker cut funding for the UW system and limited the university's ability to raise revenue by imposing a tuition freeze for in-state students. Evers, a Democrat, criticized Walker for the funding cuts.
We have to fund the best economic driver that we have in the state of Wisconsin, and that's our University of Wisconsin system.
Evers does want to continue the now six-year-long tuition freeze, but he wants the state to fund the freeze with $50 million of support. And Evers aims to keep tuition low for DACA recipients, students who were brought to the country illegally as children. He proposes allowing undocumented students who live in Wisconsin to pay in-state tuition. The governor is trying to tackle a major concern of UW leaders, employee pay. System President Ray Cross said this at a Regents meeting in December.
The gap between our UW employees' compensation and that of their peers has widened in recent years. That gap will continue to grow unless the state takes action to fund our request.
The Regents requested state funding for a 6% pay increase over 2 years. Evers is offering a smaller 4% increase, which would cost about $40 million. The governor wants to dedicate $45 million to fund UW system capacity building initiatives. That means adding space in high demand education programs like healthcare, computer science, and engineering. $10 million would be set aside for a nurse educators program. Apart from the UW system, Evers aims to invest an additional $18 million in Wisconsin technical colleges. The governor will formally announce his budget proposal tonight. Then it will be in the hands of the Republican-led legislature. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.